Good luck, Sweet Pea, cheered Douglas as Julia modeled the outfit she'd chosen for her first day as Pelham's Special Projects Consultant at Large. She had been installed in a killer office the Friday before, and this was her official first day O-Biz with her fancy title, as well as her first duties reporting to her even fancier boss. I just pray I'm not just Lel Pelham's butt boy. Girl, who cares if you are? You got the engraved business card with that major fucking title. You are on your way. Two words. Expense account. Hello. You could inhale soufflés at La Grande Vie daily and no one would stop you. Except my expanding waistline. With your crazy metab? Impossible. Trust me, you're in such a good space right now. I guess. She smiled, straightening the new jacket she had splurged on at Barney's after Douglas and Lewis railroaded her into slapping down her visa. It was not something that she could afford, but they convinced her she needed to invest in her wardrobe to look the part. Lel seemed really nice. I just hope it goes well. You know what Lewis heard? Apparently at the bank, there's this guy who went to some prissy fucking fancy-ass boarding school with Willoughby Banks, and apparently he was, like, engaged to some chick who he'd fully bailed on when he met Lel. Oh, really? She had locked eyes with Will at the wedding a few times. She knew from his piercing gaze that this dude definitely was a big-time heartbreaker. That's sad. He just unloaded her? The bitch was discarded like yesterday's post. Some friend of his asked him about it, and he just said, Lel Pelham, ka-ching. So creepsville. No way. You think he gold-dug her? That makes no sense. Isn't he Lodissimo? He has some bucks. He's a full-on social register type, which they care about big time. That marriage was a perfect merger. Like when all those rich American chicks married Brit royals so they could infuse the dilapidated castles with New World cashola.